The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Ayin Ches discusses a situation where you have the husband and wife, one of them being down below and the other one being on the roof, and the husband throws the get to his wife. And the Rambam's opinion is that that which the Gemara says, that when it's within three tefachim of the ground, where the wife is in, standing in an area that would belong to her, that the gerushin will be chal, that's limited to when the husband is on top and the wife is on down below. And then, at that point, when the get is within three tefachim, it's considered lavud, it's considered it's already connected to the Rishos below, and the gerushin would be chal. But in a situation where the woman is on the roof and the husband is down below, and he throws it upward in his arc and begins to descend, even when it's within gimel tefachim, the gerushin does not yet go into effect until it actually lands. And the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam that once it lands, will then be chal l'mafreya, be chal retroactively from when it was within, either gimel tefachim from the roof, the actual rooftop, or once it cleared the fence of the roof, if it should have a fence at that point. Once it lands, it will be chal retroactively from then. Why is it that it doesn't take effect immediately, like when you're throwing it downward? For example, the nafkamina would be, if he throws it upward and it arcs and is within three tefachim of the roof, and then the get would be blown away or destroyed, the gerushin will never be chal. It's only once it lands that at that point it will be chal l'mafre, it will be chal retroactively. You have to understand why is it worse. And the Magen Mishnah says an interesting thing. He says it's not the natural throwing when it's being thrown upward. It's unnatural. And possibly what he may mean is that when he's throwing it upward, it's fine, but once it arcs and now begins to descend, so it's no longer the direct force that he introduced. It's like a koyach koychoy. He brought it to that height, and now gravity is bringing it back down. So it's a little bit more removed from the original force that is Nesina. Now, we have to understand what would be lacking in that. And if there is something lacking, what's rectified from it landing, and definitely needs more explanation. So, we can understand as follows. A fundamental aspect of gerushin is that it has to be the husband's action, the action of a baal. A baal brings his wife close in the mice of kedushin. He does a mice of kedushin, which is more than just a regular kinyan. It's what the Chorin referred to as a mice of kicha, of taking her, mice of being of kirov of sorts, of bringing her close, and in the form of kinyan. And that's the act of kedushin. Gerushin, on the opposite extreme, is where he's sending her away. Veshilcha, he's sending her out. He's being megarisher. And that's also an action of a baal. It's the husband's action that he's sending away the wife. And in that sense, it needs to be his action when she's too much of a contributor. We've seen another place in the Masechta that it's going to invalidate it. It necessitates an act of gerushin, of shiluchin, of sending her away. So, possibly we can understand in this case, when he throws it upward, and it now begins descending, somewhat removed from him, so there's a slightly less of an action on the husband's part in the way it's actually being conveyed to the wife. It's a little more indirect. It's not a direct action with her, of handing it to her, of throwing it to her. It's a bit more indirect. For a bit of a radical comparison, we find in Hilchas Nida, there's the halachas of Harchaka, when a woman is tamei, the husband and wife have to maintain a certain distance in so far as it relates to things that could possibly lead to zivug, which would be also at that point. And one of the restrictions is that they can't pass things to each other, they can't throw things to each other. That the Nosei Kelim explained that there's a possibility that they might end up touching each other, but what we can understand is that it's the idea that there's a connection. When you hand someone something to someone, or you throw something to someone, there's a connection, and even throwing, which they may be far away from each other, there's a connection being created which we have to stay away from. However, it is brought down over there a kula, which some will rely on this kula, which is if it's thrown upward, vertically, and then just comes down, and the wife catches it, that would not be a problem because it's an indirect connection. So there, we're looking to avoid that connection. Over here, we want to see a direct act of gerushin, something direct. When it's here, it's a little more indirect because it's coming down. That's a slightly less of a ma'aseh gerushin. However, that itself wouldn't be enough to invalidate the gerushin. But where the receiving of the get is being accomplished through lavud, through the fact that it's within three tfachim, according to some, we view as if like the ground kind of rises up. We see the ground is within three tefachim is already considered the reshus of the ground. The ground has some sort of extension up to three tefachim. So in a certain sense, it's almost as if her property is kind of lifting up to receive the guest in a way. And in that sense, There's a slight contribution on her part in receiving the guest in that way, that it's partially coming from her side or her fence. When it clears her fence, her fence is drawing it in. It's coming in a sense from her. So together, those two things make a too big of a problem in the gerushin, and it can't take effect. However, once the get lands on the roof, now we see he's carried through. He's carried through with his gerushin, and he's been forthright with her, he's been direct, he's sending her away, and although she's already lifted up in a sense to receive it, he has followed through and he's had it actually land by her, completing his action of giving it to her. And once that's accomplished, although it's slightly less direct because we said it's been thrown upward on an arc and then comes down on its own in a way. But if he could follow through and actually deliver it in a direct way to her, irrelevant of her property pulling it in, that has accomplished that it's sufficiently direct to be dubbed a Maisa of Gerushin, a Maisa Shiluchin. And now at this point, it's that his action is an action of gerushin, and therefore, at that point, l'mafreya, retroactively, we see a husband here who's doing a ma'isa of shiluach, of sending away his wife, and from at that point, even l'mafreya, it will then be a gerushin from the moment it entered into her property. But it has to first be established as a ma'aseh gerushin, which means we have to see something bold and direct from the Baal that he's prepared, in a sense, to put it directly into a property, and that's only once it lands. At that point, that it gives the credibility to his action as being a ma'aseh gerushin, and will be chal from the moment that has entered into her reshus l'mafreya.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, dayan at the Beis Chabad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Kitten Davayim Ches. In the previous year, we discussed the din of Vinosa Biyoda, the fact that Vinosa Biyoda is a reshus of Nesina. Nesina Vinosa Meyodoi Miyoda, it has to be put into her hand, but that's not necessarily consistent with the idea of Makne Koino, with that it might have its own. We discussed Gitim of Tzayim Barin Ka'achas, Bal Kocho, Yisurah, and all the other noisim that come up in the difference between an act of Vinosa Miyoda Greda and between what would be necessary in transfer of ownership from one hand to another. The case that's discussed in one of the Vayim Zayim, that's really one of the basic threads that go through this barrack, is the case of the Shchivmera, who was Nebuch, ready to pass away, and he was desperate to give his wife a get because she would be an Aguna. He had a brother someplace that wouldn't be able to give her even for many years. He had a brother he didn't know. And in any case, he wanted to give her a get. So it's unfortunately not as uncommon as one would think. A lot of tshuvas written in the 1800s about people that died in the shtetl, and before they died, they wanted to give a get to their wife because there was only one brother who was 6,000 miles away in New York. Would they ever be able to meet up? Would the woman be stuck for the rest of her life? This dilemma of being able to be Megarish in order to free Meaguna is one of the big noisim in Halakha Lamaisa in Hilchos Gerushin. So we have the Shchivmera, and he's never dying on Shabbos. A shtar is Muktzah. Giving a shtar is Muktzah. On the other hand, Kinyin, Chazal were matir on Shabbos. Why? Because Tzarech Mitzvah, the Tzarech Godel, they were matir Kinyin. The same way one's allowed to buy or sell aliyahs, or buy anything that's necessary for covered Shabbos, one is allowed to do the Maisa, which is necessary, the Tzarech Mitzvah, the Tzarech Godel. So that would be a problem. Chazal just made that into the lesser of two evils of buying and selling on Shabbos rather than being over a Muktzah. What was the Eitzah that was given to the husband? The get was written. The get was sitting in his chotzer. The problem is if it's in his chotzer, she's not trying to pick up the get. We're trying to avoid the problem of moving Muktzah on Shabbos. So what was done? What was done is to give over to her the chotzer, and thereby she'd be koina with the chotzer, she'd be koina the get in the chotzer. Rashi says in Isaiah number Beis that she was koina, how was she koina the get? She was koina the get with King Yaakov. That means he did a legal kinyan to her. He was makin to her the chotzer, the rishus, the backyard, or even the drawer in his house, where the get was. She was kind of the rishos, memelo, she was kind of, she didn't have to be make a mishrika or a hakbo on the get. She was kind of the get with Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav is always when Reuven is making to Shimon a piece of land, karka. Agav, the karka, can be making the number of real estate. It's killing the real estate, becomes a toffle to the Kinyan of the karka, and it goes over with the transaction of the karka. The Ram, the Rashba, and others ask on the Rashi. Rashi stresses that the kinyan was agav. Rashi says, and that's why he was makna to her that chotzer, that the get was on the chotzer that belonged to him. He was makna to her that chotzer. Ask the Rishonim. The Rashi's husband, the sugya, seems to be connected. The sugya with Fereshit. The Gemara has a long discussion in Kedushin of Kovot. Whether the kinyan of agav, of being makne metalplin, agav karka, is only when the metalplin, those metalplin are tzobur, are on top of that piece of karka, so it's sort of toffle, it's sort of with the karka. Well, no, I can be makne a home in Brooklyn, and with that I can be makne a chamor, a shor, whatever it is, agav that's sitting in Tel Aviv, doesn't make a difference where it is. There's no problem. So when we paskin, the Gemara's maskana is that one does not need tzibun. So why does Rashi say that the kinyan agav had to be agav that chotzer? Wouldn't have to be that chotzer. It can be makna any chotzer he wants. Doesn't seem to be the shmoyis of the Gemara. He can be makna any chotzer he wants, and thereby he'll be makna with that. A kinyan agav, he'll be makna the get. This is Rishonim's kasha. The Rishonim say pashu. What's the pshat in the Gemara? The Rishonim say that the pshat in the Gemara is she's koina after the chotzer becomes hers. She's koina with the chotzer. She's koina because now the chotzer is hers. She's koina with kinyan chotzer. So we have two problems that we have to discuss in Rashi. A. Why didn't Rashi say kipshuta? Why was Rashi meinea? What lies behind the fact that Rashi was meinea that Rashi refrained from using the pshat of chotzer. She was kind of chotzer. Why did Rashi have to come out kinyan? Agav, kinyan that we're dealing with chotzer. The whole sukkah is dealing with chotzer. Why did Rashi have to schlep the new kinyan of agav karka for the hakno of the get from the shkiv to his wife? That's A. B, it would seem that we have the problem with Rashi. Why would I need that the agav karka should be tziburit? Look at agav karka, the maskolos, the agav kedushin, works even that by tzibur. So let's discuss the first kasha, not the kasha of the Rishonim, the second kasha rather. Let's discuss that first. The Rishonim explained that if the pshat, what's going on in the Gemara, is that the husband gives the wife the chotzer, and because of that the chotzer now belongs to her, she's coined it again in her chotzer. That's very nice, and that's a kiyum of biyodo. But there's no kiyum of the notzan. Is that cool that he made a ma'aser in the sino? The same way we explained the previous shir, that the din of anosam biyod is mechayiv. The din of anosam biyod is mechayiv. Not that she should be coined to the get, but that she should get the get, that she should be a kiyum of biyodah, it also works the flip side. The opposite cuts true as well. If there's only a fact that she was coined to the get, but the get wasn't given by him to her, there's no kiyum of anosam biyodah. Anosam biyodah does not mean she should own the get, she should be coined to the get, like it is by avishtakin. If I put down a shtar on the floor, I want to be marking the field, and I allow the guy who I want to give the field to pick up the shtar. The halacha is entitled. Why? Because he has the shtar. There's no thing I have to hand him the shtar. But by get, that's not the case. A, she doesn't have to be kind, like we said, B, more important for our share, is the fact that there has to be a venos on the other. It's not enough that she's kind. So that would be a tenet on the first question. Why was Rashi, Why didn't Rashi say that you can be koyner with kinyan chotzer? That's the chayyav pshat. We might add, it does seem to be Gemara Mufresh, it's not like what we just said. Gemara Gittin earlier, that Chof Aleph Amid Bey says, Notam get biyad avdoi. A fellow wants to divorce his wife, he puts a get biyad avdoi, and then he gives her the evid. She now has the get because the get is in her chotzer, namely it's in the hand of her evid. It's the same idea. The Gemara says it works. It's the same thing. He put the evid, the get, I'm sorry, in the chotzer, and then he was makning the chotzer to her. Why over there is it worse? Teretz is very straightforward. That's right, you understand. Over there, Enoch and Ami, he put the get in the evid's hand. When he's makna the evid, he's being makna, he's doing a nesina on the evid, means the reshus of the get, he's putting the reshus with the get into her hand. Masha'en came, where she's being coined the get, the Gemara says over here that she should do a kinyan on the chotzer. How was she coined? She did a kinyan chazaka. She did something, she made some type of improvement on the chotzer. She's being kind of the chotzer. I could allow somebody to be kind of my field. But over here, where she's being kind of the chotzer, to be then kind of the get that's in the chotzer, that should work, that should be called the nasa miyad. It's not. That's called the get is now in her reshus. But how did it get into her reshus? Because she did an act. Is that the nasa miyad? The nasa miyad means he has to be marked into her. Not she should be kind. Again, where I put the get in the hands of the Eved, then I give the Eved. Enochanami, the way I'm giving the get is by giving the Eved, but that's called the Nesina on the Eved as well as the get. Mashain, where I allow her to be coined to the Chotzer and thereby have the get in her Chotzer, that's not good. There's no act of Enotza. So the key word over here, like I said, the previous we're reiterating this from a different angle, is that there should be Enotza, not the king. That's what Rashi has to say. That's not that she's been coined against the chotzer, but that she's been coined as a chotzer, and thereby she's coined of the kinyan agav the get, and that would be called that he is being marked. The kinyan agav means that he's makne to her with the kinyan agav the get. That would be good. Now, what's inherent in that is the fact that kinyan agav could work on a get, and this is not so possible. L'chay the kinyan that works has to be, but let's leave that aside for a second. On the other kasha, now why does it have to be tzobur? There is a point that we mentioned in the previous year, that besides for the expression of venos and biyod that has to take place, there also has to be that there's a krisus, that now the get is totally in her rishus, it's cut off from him. When he gives it to her, there's a cut off there. The maisa of gerushin has to be a maisa of nesino shiyesh be krisus. If he puts it in the chotzer, and she's kind of a different chotzer. And agav, a different chotzer someplace, like we said, a field in Tel Aviv and a donkey in Brooklyn. Well, probably more a field in Brooklyn and a donkey in Tel Aviv. But if we kind of one agav the other, that would be fine for kinyana. But over here, if the chotzer, this chotzer belongs still to the husband, that's called her get is lying in his chotzer. She might be kind of, but it's still attached. It's still biyoda, so to speak, of his chotzer. That would be a chesaron increase. As far as the mice kinyan would be concerned, she'd be able to be kind of the get, agav, a field someplace in the other end of the world. But as far as the chesaron increase would be concerned, there would be a problem. The halacha would be that would be a chesaron increase. That's why Rashi is careful to emphasize that it has to be this chotzer with this get. Not like the Rishon that learned about kinyan chotzer. Rashi learned that it was this chotzer with this get with the problem of Krisus, but the actual kinyan is kinyan agav, like we just said. According to Rashi, that means that a kinyan agav can work. It's quite possible that the Rishonim held a kinyan agav does not work on a get. Why would that be? Again, the same reasoning. Kinyan agav might be a kinyan. It might be a way of transferring ownership of something from one party to another, but is it an act of nesina? If I am involved in a real estate transaction with somebody else, I'm makna him, I write a shtar, I'm makna him the chosr. I'm makna him the apartment. That's great. With that, agav that, I want to be makna to him, let's say, all the gold that I have in a safety, in a safe deposit box in Switzerland. Is that called that I made a minus in the sinna on the gold? Well, that's called that I was makna to him the gold. Is that called a kiyum v'nasa biyoda? Again, if we say that gerushin v'nasa biyoda is not synonymous with the idea of a mais hakno, hakno and v'nasa biyoda are not the same thing, so we can understand that the mais of giving you get over bikini and agav is not a mais hakno. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's not a mais v'nasa biyoda. It might be a hakno. It might be that these two people are doing business together. They could stick other people into the discussion that they're having on the kaka, they could stick them in the room, but there was no maisa nesina done on the get. This was the Achrayim proposed, and this is what the Rishonim that argued on Rashi hold. Rashi that said that we're talking about Kinyan Agav obviously holds not that way, which means Lechayra, and the basic idea, Rashi holds that a Kinyan, even though it's not a maisa nesina, would be enough to be considered a kiyum of an asa biyoda. Says the Ktois in Simon Reish Beis, Sivkotan Dal, but that's not necessarily true. Rashi would be asking, for instance, one of the ways of being kind of a Taltalun is Kinyan Chalitin. Two people want to exchange, either be Mishab themselves, like we do by every Tnoyim, by Ksumbo. When two parties are Mishab themselves to each other, they do it. They pick up a Kli of the other one, Kinyan Chalitin, Kinyan Suda, whatever you want to call it. They pick up a handkerchief, and they thereby kind of the object in question. Says the Helig Ktois in Reish Beis of Kotan Dalid that the act of chalipin between a husband and wife cannot be used to acquire. Let's say a husband wrote a get. He has a get, and it's quite possible for someone like this to have it. You have a husband who's, picture a scenario, a husband wrote a get, and it was deposited someplace, it was deposited by a trustee, and now the husband feels that his time is running out, but the get is not here, he wants to give over the get to his wife, the get cannot be gotten, it's someplace else, so he does a king chalipin, he's mocked into his wife the get that's in the safe deposit box. Says the choice that it does not work, why? Because the chalipin is an act of business between two parties, it's an act of bringing two parties into a transaction together, it's not a king of an awesome biyodo. There's no maisa nesina on the get. The get has to be given over. A maisa hakno between two parties is not necessarily a maisa v'nosa biyodo. Says the choice, it doesn't work. Adds the choice. L'chari kinyan agav also. No maisa kinyan was done on the get. There's only a transaction. Two people that are involved in business on real estate can throw some metalplin in agav the karka. That's why it's called kinyan agav. Is that called that there was a mice of an us and beyond on the get? So we could say that the Machlokes is showing him is how far to extend this idea of the choice by Kinyan Suda. By Kinyan Suda, everybody would agree that that cannot be used as a mice of Kirim of an us and beyond, though. By Kinyan Agav, since from mice of the cock is going over, maybe that would be considered an act of giving over the get. Maybe not. That, Machlokes would be the Machlokes is showing him. The point that we spoke out of a chesaron krisus of the get being in the chotzer, obviously the Rishonim argued that. They feel that since now the there's a hakna. The fact that it's lying on his piece of real estate, but being that it has no legal shaykes to that piece of real estate, would not be called a chesaron krisus. So this is some of the back and forth between the Rishonim, but what it does is it sharpens for us our perception that what's going on over here in the Maisa and the Sinas Get is Venosa Biyado Lafuke Kinyon. And it also brings up some of the interesting ideas of different types of Kinyonim. There are Kinyonim which are considered a Maisa and the Sin. If I give somebody something in a Kotzer, it's not considered a Maisa Kinyon. It's just that it's there in his Rishos. I didn't give it to him. I allowed him to have it in his Rishos. We'll just point out one more example of this. Shitas of Yoichanan, and we pass in this way midderaisa, in the fourth paragraph of Mitzvah, in Perek Hazov, is that when two people are trading metaltalin, when two people are involved in business of metaltalin, any movable object, the halacha is they cannot move those items with a kinyan mishrika. That means if Reuven wants to sell Shimon a crate of oranges, the fact that Shimon picked up the oranges will not make it his. Since Reuven is giving over Shimon, Reuven's not giving it to him for a present, Reuven is selling it to Shimon, only giving over money, because that's the base of what's going on. It's not just a hakno, it's a mecher. Only a kinyan which expresses that will be considered a valid ma'aser kinyan. What we call that, according to Reb Yochanan, v'artoy mois koinois, and not mishicha toisus as navet zorah. Other Rishonim to speak out. Says Tosfos, says the Ramban, and the Tosfos brings this extensively in Zilkut Tzadokan, that even though only Kesef will work, Lafuke Meshicha, Chotzer certainly will work. What's the Pshat? If Meshicha doesn't work, the Pshat is that Shimon has to pay Reuven in order to get it. The fact that Shimon takes in his Rishus, it would not give it to him, because that taking is not consistent with the idea of Mechira. It has to be a kinyan that expresses the give and take of a buyer and seller. It has to be kinyan kesef. Kinyan Meshicha does not denote that relationship. Why Chotzer? Why Chotzer? Yes. The choice to ask this kashim kuf tzadikas, he blibes a kashim. He doesn't understand the difference according to Rabban between Chotzer and Meshicha. The teretz is Lechayim. This is what Akronim answer the Tosfos Kasha. Meshicha is a Maisa Kinyan. It's a Maisa of Shimon being coined from Reuven. I've covered that Shimon is not being coined in the oranges. Shimon is buying the oranges from Reuven. He has to do a Maisa Kinyan, which expresses that relationship of buying, namely Kinyan Kesef. Chotz is not an act of taking the oranges. Chotz means it's a reality. The oranges are by me. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. As long as Reuven's masculine, the fact that it's by Shimon makes it Shimon's. It's automatic. So no, Shimon doesn't have to do with a Kinyan Chotz or something that expresses the terms of agreement between them on the oranges. Because the Maisa Kinyan is not expressing any terms of agreement. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. It's a reality. It's by him, he's claiming. In that context, we understand that Chotz might not be, like we pointed out from Rashi, might not be a kim of Venos and Biyodo. Chotz just means it's by the other party. Is there a mice in the sina? The fact that now something that previously belonged to you is now in my chotzer? If it's not a mice in the sina, then we can understand that would not be a kim of Venos and Biyodo, it would be a kinyan. But by Gerishin, since we need Venos and Biyodo, that would not be a kim of that din.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.